Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we are excited to have each and every one of you here. Thanks for coming and, supporting your kids, your students, and our students, our church folks. And, this was an exciting year for us. You know, we started at the beginning of the year not sure if we would have a school this year. And through the last summer trying to, the doors opened and things got finished up. We were able to get everything, and we thought, okay, we're going to have enough students. We had some students, amen. And so we've had some students. We've added another student in this year, so that was great. And so it's been a great year, and we are so thrilled about what God allowed us to do and having a school here and get started. And appreciate your parents that came and said, we're gonna try you for the first year, right? While you go with it and learning curve. And so I think it went great. I think it's been fantastic, and we're gonna see a little bit tonight some of the things that the kids. The students have learned what they've gone over and some of the things that they've done in music class, as well as in learning and different things. We're going to get to some of these in just a minute, but I'd like to start this evening with a word of prayer. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for the privilege that you give us to just be involved in the lives of the students and helping their parents in the role of educating them both academically as well as spiritually and in maturity. And Lord, we're just thrilled with what we've seen this year. Really, some great students that have all done well. They've succeeded. And they've worked hard, and some through some great struggles. And yet, Lord, you've showed yourself in their lives. And Lord, we're thankful that as we look back over this year, and even as we see these students tonight, we see such growth through these months. And so we're so thankful for each one of these families and our church folks that are here tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would. Would you bless now in the time that we spend here, and we'll give you thanks for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you all to stand with me, if you would, as the students come and prepare to sing our national anthem.
Proverbs 11:30.
All right, that's great. I want you students to remember no poochy lip through the summer, right? No pouting. Isn't that a good lesson? Yeah, amen. That goes for the parents. No, I'm kidding. Parents are sad, disappointed, school's over. No, I'm kidding. No. Well, we want to take just a moment here. It is the end of our second semester, and so we have our honor roll awards that we'd like to pass out for those that have achieved well in their paces and their grades. We have they have to have accomplished so much work to be on the honor roll, so many paces each semester, as well as obviously the score. And so we have here, we're going to start with the B honor roll, and it's for having achieved a total pace test average of 88 to 93 while maintaining what we call academic balance, which means you've kept enough work. When you're at a self-pace, sometimes you can drag. You can't just say, hey, I'm just going to do one pace the whole quarter. No, it has to be enough. And so that's part of it. And so we have here in recognition of achieving that is, first of all, up is Mia. Good job. Well done. Well done. All right. And then the next one with the Be On Roll for achieving 88 to 93% while maintaining academic balance is Hazel. Congratulations. All right. And so now we have the A On Roll, which is those that have achieved PACE test average of 94 to 100 while maintaining academic balance. And our first A On Roll goes to Hallie. Good job. Well done. Next one goes to, for achieving 94 to 100% while maintaining academic balance, is Aaliyah. Good job. Well done. Well done. All right. And then we have here next, for A On Roll, 94 to 100% while maintaining academic balance, is Amelia. Good job. Good job. All right. And finally, the final A On Roll, having achieved a total PACE test average of 94 to 100% while maintaining academic balance, is Kai. Good job, buddy. Good job. That is quite amazing to get here and figure out our system and to get on a roll on your very first quarter. So that was really great. Good job on that. I want to give a moment here to tell you about the next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about, I want to just mention, first of all, those that have got honor roll all four quarters of the year. We talked about the first quarter is tough because you're learning the system. And so some it's a challenge to get started and get going and get that academic balance going and all that stuff. And so, but we have some students, we have a group of students that have earned honor roll all four quarters of the school year. And I just want to mention that we're going to give you a whole stack of certificates, but and as I say each name, we just want to give them a round of applause. First one of our students that has earned honor roll all four quarters is Mia. You say that. Good job, Mia. Good job. It's amazing. We knew you could do it. Next one that got honor roll all four quarters was Aaliyah. Good job, Aaliyah. And Amelia. Amelia got it all four quarters. That's great. And that was it. No, just kidding. And Hallie also got all four quarters. Good job. That's great. Well, that's great. Some kids are just more fun to give a hard time to. So the Bible teaches the importance of being steadfast and giving our best in all that we do. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." And so as Christians, we're called to approach our responsibilities with excellence. And that's what we teach our students, and we try to get across, not just for personal praise. Of course, we do some of that. We want to acknowledge these things, but it's really to honor the Lord with the abilities that He's given us. And so consistency is not always easy, right? It requires perseverance, discipline, and willingness to continue doing right day after day. And that's a lot of things that goes on throughout the year. These students have demonstrated that kind of steady effort throughout the entire year, and we're proud of the hard work and commitment that they've shown, really, really are. And we pray that they will continue to use the gifts that God has given them faithfully and seek to glorify God in every area of their life. It is hard work to in any school. And our school is no different. It's hard work to get those grades, and each one of these kids has to work diligently. So we're proud of the effort that they've given in that area. I don't have that page. Yeah. Okay. I want to. I obviously. Tell I was like, that's not what I expect. The next thing we want to do is our students are going to present something that a character trait that they have that's been especially meaningful to each one of them this year. Each one's going to present that. These character traits that we talk about are really part of our curriculum. Part of the ACE curriculum that we use, and they're woven. These character traits are woven throughout the paces, through every pace. Our curriculum doesn't have just a Bible pace. Biblical character is woven in Scripture is through every one of our subjects continually, and so these character traits they're an important part of it. As students work through their schoolwork, they're not only challenged academically. And of course, we want to do that, but also encourage spiritually and personally through biblical character traits. And we talk about those a lot, and talk about how they've in their class time and devotion time, and talk about how they're fulfilling these traits. And so, each character trait includes scripture memory, poems, definitions, practical applications that help students understand what these qualities look like in everyday life. Throughout the year, students have spent time memorizing verses, memorizing poems, and that connect to these traits as part of their schoolwork. They discuss them together, and they learn how to apply them both inside and outside of the learning center. So for tonight's presentation, each one of the students has selected a character trait that they feel like the Lord has especially helped them grow in this year. This is what they've chosen in their life, what they believe God has helped them to grow in, or one that they desire to continue strengthening in their life. And it's been such a blessing to watch growth take place in their lives throughout this year. Students have become more diligent. They've been more flexible, more kind, more dependent, and more confident as the year has progressed, and we've seen that certainly through their lives. While academic growth is important to us, seeing the Lord work in the hearts and attitudes of these students is really one of the greatest joys of our school year. We want them to do better, right? We want them to learn. Amen. It's a good goal for school, but we want them to grow in the Lord and in character and in attitude. And so we're very proud of each of them, and we're thankful for the work that God is doing in their lives. And so we're going to have each one come at this time.
Available to learn to schedule my priorities to fit the desires of God and others, to be available. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Isaiah 6:8.
Affectionate, demonstrating the same godly love and compassion for others as Jesus Christ exhibited for others. Be kindly affectioned one to another and honor preferring one another. Romans 12:10.
be available to lend a hand. There's something you can do and understand. Ready for the grand smile, ready when you hear the call. He say, follow me, Matthew 9:9.
Appreciative, to learn to be thankful to God and others. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Deferent, let each esteem others better than themselves, Paul says in Philippians 2. Defer to opinions of others in all things good and true. Even as I please all men and all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 33.
Committed, to learn to trust Jesus with my life. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37, 5.
Discipline. God hates sins and so should I. I'll confess and forsake it quickly. Whoso confess forsake them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13.
Considerate. To think how others feel about things. Look every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2:4.
Discreet, to say and do the right things at the right time. Let your speech be with grace. Colossians 4:6.
Well, that's great. I want them to not only desire, though. I want y'all to have those things. Amen. Those are great choices. Those are great choices of character traits to have. We have, finally tonight, is what we, what it's referred to as character awards. And so these are, the AC program, of course, we've been talking about this, has different character awards, and we are looking through each semester and finding where the students are and where they kind of character they're exhibiting in their lives. And so we have some character awards we want to give out tonight. And I want to start with, I'm going to say your name, but I want you to wait because I want to say it, and then I want you to know who I'm talking to as I read it. But don't come up here until I tell you to come, okay? Because I want you to hear, and I want the folks to hear. This first character award is going to be awarded to Hallie for discretion. It says, this student has applied themselves to learning discretion by working to think carefully before acting or speaking. Isn't that amazing? That is a great one. She is growing and making wise choices, considering consequences, and responding with greater maturity. The thoughtful decision-making reflects a desire to honor Christ in both words and actions. Psalm 112:5 says, a good man showeth favor and will guide his affairs with discretion. Come on ahead, Hallie. Good job. You have done great this year. Miss Katie has something for you. That is, for you that these are your students, you know that these things are real in their life, and we've seen this, and we've certainly seen that with Hallie. And I'd like to tell some stories, but I'm not going to. But we're proud of her. Amen. This next award goes to Kai. Wait a second, Kai. Let me read it. For discipline. discipline. This student has shown growing discipline by working to control their actions and focus on what needs to be done. Hey, growing, right? Very proud of Kai. They are learning to make wise choices and respond appropriately even when it is difficult. Their effort to grow in self-control is helping strengthen both their character and academics. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." Good job, Kai. All right. Kai has been working on this well. Amen. He's done a great job. And this next word goes to Justin. For flexibility, I don't mean just he's flexible. He is that. But this student has shown flexibility by developing a more positive attitude and learning to respond better to challenges and correction throughout the school year. The growing willingness to learn, adjust, and maintain a better spirit reflects a heart that is continuing to grow for the Lord. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Good job. Mr. Flexible. All right. Our next character award is awarded to Aaliyah for friendliness. Yeah, her smile says that already, doesn't it? This student has shown friendliness by growing in confidence and building positive relationships with others. They have become more willing to participate, communicate, and encourage those around them. The kindness and growing confidence reflects a spirit that brings joy to those around them. Proverbs 18:24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." John. Wait. Amen. Our next character award. I'd love to tell stories about each one of these students. I really would. Each one I'm reading these, and mostly it's Miss Katie awards these, and then sometimes I say, well, that's close, but let's this other one. But mostly, but so she knows. But I've watched all these things in each one of these students, and so I'd love to tell stories, but I don't want to tell on them. The next award, character award, is awarded to Mia for diligence. This student has shown diligence through constant hard work, determination, and a desire to do their best. They have exceeded expectations academically and continue to grow with a positive spirit and strong attitude. Their dedication and effort reflect a heart that desires to use their abilities well for the Lord. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord." Good job. Our next character award is awarded to Hayden for dependability. This student has shown dependability by being trustworthy, helpful, and willing to lead by example. They can be relied upon to make good choices, assist when needed, and follow through with responsibilities. Their growth in leadership and maturity reflects a steady desire to do what is right and honor Christ. Proverbs 26 says, a faithful man who can find. Johnny. Amen. I could tell you stories about that when I was grown this year. Proud of him. I'm telling you, it's you wouldn't know him right? Some of these things you wouldn't know them from the beginning. I wish we could like video the first couple weeks in class and then show you at the end. You're like, no, I'm glad you don't do that. That's why we don't. All right, this next character word is awarded to Hazel for growth. I don't mean this way. Anyhow, this student has shown growth by taking steady steps toward improvement throughout the semester. They are learning to respond well to changes, make better choices, and move forward with greater maturity. The willingness to grow reflects a heart open to the work God is doing in their life. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Oh, I guess there is another candy bar left. All right. Our next award goes to Destiny for confidence. This student has shown growing confidence by learning to trust the abilities God has given them. They're becoming more willing to step forward, apply themselves, and approach tasks with assurance. Their continued growth reflects a greater confidence in both themselves and the Lord's help in their life. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Good job. All right. Last but not least is me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's Aaliyah. No, not Aaliyah. It's Amelia. I looked at it. It's just a letter off. Amelia. She's like, she gets two? No. Amelia is awarded this character award for enthusiasm. This student has shown enthusiasm by approaching assignments and activities with a positive spirit and willingness to participate. Their attitude and cheerful energy have been a blessing in the classroom. The joy and willingness to grow reflect a heart that is continuing to mature for the Lord. Psalm 102 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness." Good job. Good job. All right. I would have you say, why doesn't the teacher do a little bit more of this? And we'd be just sitting here while she's bawling up here. So, you know, that's why she's already bawling. Listen, when you invest in kids, and she does, and our teachers do, and our school board, we've got, you know, I think most of our school board is here tonight, and we have a desire to do more than just we don't think of it what we have as a small school. We have exactly what God intended for us to have. And so when we invest, there's a price to put a little bit of your heart in there, right? And so we look forward to the summer. Amen? One of them. Okay, Hayden does. Look forward to the summer and a little bit of that, but we certainly cherish the opportunities we've had this year. And so just want to thank each and everyone for coming, being a part of this with us, and think about these that you know that are out here. Some that have given their time, and my wife is here every week with the music class, and Brother John's here several times a week tutoring and helping and filling in, and he's back there, and Brother Bob is here doing chapel for us, and others, and Amy's up here helping things and coming in different. Appreciate all those, and of course the rest of our folks that just so pray, our folk that pray every week for it. And I promise you, if anything that we will do is we will seek the Lord on behalf of what we're accomplishing. We're looking forward to next year, but not right away. I have a few weeks, but we've already looking forward to what God has in store for us next year. Excited about that. Excited that we've accomplished. We got a half a day tomorrow. Yeah, just a half a day. That's good. Excited for that. Excited to have accomplished this first year, which is it's a huge milestone for us. And looking forward to what God has for us next year. What a wonderful thing. Thank you, folks, for being here tonight. And we're gonna dismiss with a word of prayer. If y'all stand together with me. Father, we are so very thankful that we can participate here tonight and each one of these families that's come out. And Lord, thank you for these students. And Lord, we don't just pass out paperwork here. These are true, heartfelt, and labored upon accomplishments for each of these students. And so, Lord, I pray that as they go into this summer, that it would not be a temporary change of heart, but it would be life change. And so, Lord, I pray that you would put your hand of blessing upon them, upon their families, upon their homes. And, Lord, we'll give you the thanks and the praise for it all now. In Jesus' name, amen.